And you're listening to Mountain Beat Music, original songwriters on the Open Mind Entertainment Network. I'm April. Thanks so much for being with me today. We have Catherine Scholes live in the studio.
Whirlwind girl spinning dust.
How did you find your love for music? How did you get started?
It probably goes back in time before the year I was born. My formal training started when our church music director noticed I could play by ear on the piano, and she suggested to my mother that I take piano lessons. So that's how my training began when I was 6 years old. And through my lessons with Lynn Bulow, I was very involved in the church music scene. So I was up and running performing pretty young. So that was church, and I continued on with singing in the church choirs and also playing in the handbell choir and the recorder choir. But I also had musical experiences in my public school education in the Milwaukee area. And starting in fourth grade, I wanted to play saxophone, but I was given the baritone, which was a very socially stigmatizing instrument, but yet strangely satisfying and rewarding, especially as time went on and I auditioned for the Greater Milwaukee Youth Wind Ensemble. And with that ensemble, I was always either first chair or second chair, so I had lots of opportunity to be heard as an instrumentalist. And we got to tour in Europe for 17 days when I was 15, and that really opened up my consciousness, I think, by getting out of the country and seeing bits and pieces of Sweden, Denmark, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, all in 17 days. And then also, I was able to start performing in my early 20s at a coffee shop in Illinois when I was doing my music therapy internship. And that's really how I got started. I played once a week there at a little cafe, and they were so very generous and kind, always putting money in my tip jar and feeding me bagels and coffee, and just encouraging me to keep on singing.
This woman here is a singer-songwriter teacher, and she's a mom.
I am, yes.
So I've been playing Whirlwind Girl. So tell us about that CD. Where was it recorded? And
I recorded Whirlwind Girl at Sun Sound Studios in Grass Valley, California. And their website is sunsoundstudios.com.
It's beautiful. We're going to listen to a little bit more Whirlwind Girl.
Thanks, April.
Would you admit that we both had a part to play? Things that I'd like to say.
And we're fortunate to have Catherine Scholes live in the studio with us today, and we were just playing a track off of her Whirlwind Girl CD. I love that title. And before we go on, let me ask you, Catherine, where did you come up with Whirlwind Girl?
That song came through very suddenly through my mind, into my arm, and into my hand, and onto the papers, first with the words. And then I sat down with the piano, and the chords came with the words, and it came out very quickly. It was a very fast labor.
And does your songwriting usually come to you that way? I mean, effortlessly, is that usually for you?
I love it when it's effortless, but it's not always. I definitely prefer the effortless feeling of writing. Sometimes it's like that, and sometimes it's not.
Some say she rations her kisses. Some say she's selling the lot.
So do lyrics come to you first, or melodies?
It happens both ways for me.
Nice.
Initially, when I started writing 12, 13, 14 years ago now, it was with the words first. I started by taking poetry, Robert Frost, Maya Angelou, and setting that to music. And that's how I started. And another technique I used was covering other artists like Paul Simon and any song that I was just in love with at the time, learning it on the guitar, and then bringing it to that coffee shop I mentioned earlier and performing it for people.
So what musicians have inspired you over the years?
In addition to the ones that I've mentioned, very significantly, Joni Mitchell. It's interesting how she came into my life, because I had not heard her until I had been playing at this coffee shop for about 3 months. And one of my listeners came up to me and said, "You know, you sound a lot like Joni Mitchell." And I said, "Who's Joni Mitchell?" And she said, "Really? You don't know who Joni Mitchell is?" And I said, "Nope." She said, "Well, I highly recommend you go discover her." So I bought 3 or 4 of her albums. And oh my, did I just fall in love with her sound and her open tunings.
Yeah, me too. We're going to play Last Long Blue Day. What's that about?
Last Long Blue Day is an amalgam of 2 different pieces, one of which I wrote when I was living in Minneapolis. And then after I moved to California in 1999, I moved to the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, and I channeled some more of the words right before I went to sleep one night and woke up in the morning and applied those to the previous version. And then I, you know, tweaked and added, and it became what it is. And so that's another songwriting technique. Sometimes songs are patchwork quilts of bits and pieces from different times.
Last longer than day and night. Last longer than human promise. Last a long time.
Listeners want to hear that song again. You know, it's available on iTunes and my website, catherinesmusic.com.
Great. And Catherine's going to play a tune called Movin' On, and this is also on her Whirlwind Girl CD. That's beautiful. Would you like to do another?
Sure.
I would love it.
Do you want to hear a new song?
Yes. What a treat.
Sometimes
I cannot wait for your new CD to come out. That was beautiful.
So yeah, folks can stay tuned if they like.
Yeah.
It's catherinesmusic.com, which is spelled CatherinesMusic, music, M-U-S-I-C, .com.
So what would you say is the most challenging aspect of singing and songwriting?
It's all in the mind. That's the biggest challenge, is overcoming voices of self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's it right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what is your most pleasurable moments in your art form?
It always feels amazing to sing. Mm-hmm. And I highly encourage every single person who's listening to sing as much as you possibly can. It's one of the most healing things you can do for yourself. And then the second thing is the response that I get from listeners in the coffee shops and the places that I play, and my listeners online. Yeah, those two things. Just the act of singing and then the feedback that I get from people.
So what's it like being a female singer, songwriter, breaking out into the music business?
Yeah, it's a really exciting time. There seems to be a wave of interest worldwide in what the female voice has to say right now. So yeah, it's a great time.
It's very exciting. So how can we purchase your CD?
Well, purchasing the CD is very easy, and there's a number of different ways you can do that. The easiest way worldwide is iTunes, if you'd like to download it onto your computer or your iPod.
I got mine. And how can we find you? You have a website and...
Yep. Website, catherinesmusic.com. That's spelled CatherinesMusic, as in Sam, music, MUSIC.com. It's also a blog site. You can leave comments there.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful website. And one last question. What can you say that you can pass on to up-and-coming musicians?
Just keep on keeping on. Just keep on playing no matter what. You know, find your venue, find your audience, find your listeners, find your way, find your zone. And just keep on doing it. Don't listen to those voices, those internal voices that say, I'm not good enough, I can't do it. Just keep going. That's what I have to say.
That's wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being live in the studio with us today. It's been a lot of fun and amazing, and I really, really look forward to your new CD.
Thanks, April.